Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest again this week on Spectrum is Jeff Baylor. Jeff is the Northeast Regional Manager here for the 2020 Census. So, Jeff, welcome back to China America Radio. Obviously, you were here last, I guess it was right before the holidays, and nothing has changed since then, right?
That's right. It's great to hear your voice again, Steve.
So anyway, April 1st was officially Census Day. We're now about 60 days out from that. All things considered, how's it going from your end?
Yeah, so two ways to look at it, the glass half full and the glass half empty. So let me start with the glass half full. You know, what 2020 brought was technology to the census, things we didn't have in the past. So every household across the nation has right now the ability to go online at 2020census.gov and fill out their 2020 census online, whether that's on their smartphone or tablet or desktop computer. In addition, every household across the nation can call one of the toll-free telephone numbers. We have one designated for each language that we're currently supporting, a total of 13 languages that will be supported. And people can just call their information in. And then finally, we have completed mailing out paper questionnaires to every household across the nation. So it's three different ways that households can respond. So that's kind of the positive side. That hasn't stopped. Even with COVID-19 and a lot of the restrictions that have been put in place, we continue to see our self-response rates increase day by day by day, which is fantastic.
I noticed that you've also brought on board what we have here in New York City are the little street corner kiosks for people that don't have, you know, immediate home or office access to the internet. Do you have any information on that, how that came about?
Yeah, New York City links. You know, our partners are amazing. Our partners are media. It could be elected officials. You know, Julie Menon and the office of the New York City office, Census Office is doing a great job. We have partners on the ground, whether business leaders or church leaders. New York City Links was an organization. This is who funded this project, basically linking it to us, knowing that this was another resource out there that could be used for residents who maybe didn't have the ability. So whether they're connecting via Wi-Fi or they're using it to actually fill out the census, it was a great initiative, and we thank our partners for the work they're doing every day to educate people, to validate people, to get the information out there and motivate them to self-respond.
I got an email from the census office recently, and it showed the percentage return, at least for the five boroughs here of New York, and it seemed to be hovering at about 50% or so. Is that on track, speaking for the five boroughs, or do you track where you are 10 years ago to now in terms of return and response?
Yeah, well, we don't track on a daily basis. I can tell you nationally, we're a little bit ahead of where what we projected. And those projections were created well before COVID-19. So while New York City is behind the national average as far as self-response, New York City is the epicenter of COVID-19. And I think it's amazing, given that kind of the glass half empty piece of it is, we had to remove all the in-person activities that were planned, whether it's, you know, a media event that was planned, whether it was a church, whether it was a community-based organization that was bringing people together to teach them about the census. And then before they left, give them the opportunity, whether it's an iPad or a smartphone or maybe a computer at a library, sit down, fill out your census. We have people here who can help you. That's been removed. You know, that's now being pushed later into the calendar year. So while we may not, you know, be as high as we all would have liked at this time in New York City, I think it's amazing the response rates we've gotten so far, given the restrictions that have been put in place, given that ability to really pull people together and motivate them in a group setting.
I presume you communicate with your counterparts in other regions of the United States. Are they pretty much reporting the same response are the same result?
I don't think it has affected them as adversely. I think there's pockets across the rest of the nation, but when you look at New Jersey and Connecticut and, of course, New York and New York City, that's really the epicenter of the COVID-19. That is where, you know, we shut down things first related to census across the country. And you know, we may be some of the last areas to open up to actually start some of that in-person activity that we typically do during the census. So, you know, we certainly, the both the public's and our employees' health is primary concern. So we're not going to start anything until we know it's safe. But certainly it's affected this area of the country more so than any other.
The run-up to the April 1st census day also included a good deal of drum beating on behalf of hiring for the census, for people to do all sorts of jobs. Has that morphed any one direction or the other because of what's going on outside?
Yeah, so we've only restarted some of the operations right now in the northern part of our territory. And so far, it's been a good feedback. You know, people have been coming back. They're getting back into the habit of working on those operations that we're able to start and going into the field. And granted, it's only two states, Maine and Vermont, but it was a positive. We've been calling everyone that we've offered a job, just kind of letting them know what the status is, what our current timeline is. But we certainly understand the day we start making the calls to say, okay, your training is this date, or we need you to start hitting the field on this particular date, we may have people who are no longer interested, and it's certainly understandable. So we're still accepting applications. People can go to 2020census.gov/jobs, apply for a position if they'd like. We'll be accepting applications into June, possibly even July, to ensure that we have local people when we get the okay to go out there and start knocking on doors and collecting the information in person. We want to make sure we're hiring people in their own neighborhoods to go out and do that.
One thing of some concern to our listenership, primarily Chinese Americans, is that, of course, the larger cities are the pockets of the Asian populations, certainly including New York. But the first place for COVID was Seattle, which is another huge Asian population. And then you have Chicago, D.C., Boston, and a bunch of others. So we were always keeping our fingers crossed that that didn't affect the response rate for the Asian community in those towns. Is some extra effort being placed in those types of places to make sure the message gets out to the various ethnic communities?
Yeah, I can tell you two different things. One, from a census perspective, we're kind of revamping our national communications campaign. We're also looking at the ability maybe to do some additional things, just, you know, strictly in New York City, as an example. A lot of out-of-home type advertisements. Can we, you know, put up flyers or posters at laundromats or grocery stores or gas stations, places where people are going right now? We're working with restaurants to include flyers in when they're delivering food. We're working with grocery stores to do the same. We're in areas where they're delivering meals to local families. We're trying to incorporate census the best we can. So we're certainly doing that. And I can tell you our partners are doing an amazing job, whether that's, you know, social media or whether it's holding Zoom meetings or different things like that in trying to get the word out. But we know a piece of this that's going to be important is the ability to bring people together in an environment they feel safe, that where they feel trusted. We understand not every community has internet access or has the resources available to join a meeting via Zoom. So that's what we're strategizing now. The good thing is we have data. We're seeing exactly the neighborhoods that are lacking in self-response right now. And we're working with the partners who are the trusted voices in that neighborhood to make sure that when we spend resources in the future, we're doing it where it's the right message, the right messenger, and the right vehicle to get to the people who live in that community.
When this program is broadcast, we're going to be at the month of June. What is the remaining timeline for the census? What are the official benchmarks from here moving forward?
So moving forward, self-response under the current proposed schedule, we will allow people to go online, to call it in over the phone, to fill it out on paper and mail it back in all the way through October 31st. That's the current proposed schedule. That schedule also includes an important date, August 11th. That would be the date we would start knocking on doors at every address that has yet to respond to the census. So it's really between now and August 11th, we have to do everything we can to try and get as many households to self-respond to the census, to get them to go online, to call it in over the phone, to fill it out on paper, so that we have fewer and fewer doors that we're going to need to knock on starting August 11th.
Would there be any scenario when census officials and personnel would call people rather than visit them?
I know they're discussing many things right now at a very high level, maybe an additional mail out. We finished all of our mail outs. You know, would we do a sixth mail out to households that have yet to respond? Again, the good thing is we have some time as far as seeing what self-response can do over the next few weeks into the next few months. I don't think anything's off the table right now. You know, I think they're kind of taking a look at what can we do and just following the local guidelines and restrictions, seeing how COVID-19 is either negatively affecting communities moving forward, or if communities have the ability to lift some of these restrictions. And all that's going to play into, you know, how we finish out this census. But the important thing now is get people to go to 2020census.gov, research the census, look for materials that you may be interested in. And if you haven't responded, click on that respond button and fill out your census today.
Jeff, it's been great speaking with you again. Before we started the census, and now we're sort of midway through the operation, let's touch base again, perhaps in August, and see where we are and see if the scenario has changed for the rest of the year. But again, thanks for coming on China America Radio, and good luck, and stay healthy and safe.
It's always an honor to speak with you, Steve. Thank you very much, and you be well.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.